Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Coldplay time. Ooman, listen up. It's Coldplay time.
Yes.
Put you in the mood, baby?
Well, it would, but...
But what?
Not really dating anyone, so... Immediately, aww. I turn off those senses.
Oh, because you're like, oh, I don't want to get all...
Spidey senses.
Horny
spidey
or anything.
Sense. Turn off my spidey sense. Turn off my...
Oh, where is she? Coldplay, all day, every day this week. Coldplay is going to be at Levi Stadium on October 4th, and you can be there. We've got chances for you to win all day long, 9, noon, 3, and 5. So here it is, 9:05 or so. Well, it's 9:08. Call now, 800-400-3697. If you're calling 97, you're going to the show. Just like that. Boom.
Boom.
800-400-3697.
I want to do a story real quick before I get to all your texts, if I could.
Okay.
The headline is Amazon cuts Whole Foods prices as much as 43% on the first day.
So wait.
Yuzette and I were talking about this. There was an article in Business Insider which kind of listed everything that Amazon's cutting. Avocados, everybody.
Oh, look. Organic Fuji apples were marked down to $1.99 a pound from $3.49 a pound. Mm-hmm. I eat those every day.
Fuji's the one.
You eat an apple every day?
I prefer the Honeycrisp, but those are seasonal.
Yep.
The Fuji's you can get year round.
Yeah.
So it's between those two. But yeah, I try to eat one apple a day. Just an apple. Organic avocados went to $1.99 from $2.79. Mm. The rotisserie chicken fell to $9.99 from $13. So
slashed a bunch of prices.
Crazy.
It's great.
People didn't believe that it would happen.
And it happened, like, immediately. So, and they say that there's more price cuts coming that they're hoping to, you know.
But will it stay that way? Are they just going to get people to come in and then get used to the goodness and then cut us all off?
I don't know. I'm worried about the whole, one thing I do like about Whole Food is I feel good about all the foods in there.
Quality.
The quality is what you don't want to see disappear.
That's right. So if they're cutting prices and then they have to cut corners, too, to continue
or
that.
Or cut people.
Sure.
I don't want that.
I just want it to stay the same.
Yeah.
Listen, Amazon's worth hundreds of billions. They could take a small hit here.
Well, they didn't get that rich, though, by it. Yeah. I mean, that's always the way.
Right. They didn't buy this company to not
lose
make money.
On it, right.
Yeah.
It's already crowded in there, too.
But we did say that they're donating up to $1 million for
they
Hurricane
are they're
Harvey.
Matching actually you know what can I just quickly do this there's a bunch of companies that are doing this so Amazon and Whole Foods are matching cash donations made on Amazon.com up to $1 million to Red Cross Hurricane Harvey relief. So if you're going to make a significant donation, do it through Amazon. They're going to match it. Caterpillar is they did a $300,000 donation. ExxonMobil donated $500,000. Google donated $250,000, and they're matching employee donations up to $250,000. Home Depot committed $1 million. Lowe's committed $500,000. Microsoft committed $100,000. PepsiCo did $1 million. Starbucks did $250,000, and they're taking donations there as well. Walmart did, they said, at least $1 million. And they're not just doing Red Cross, Salvation Army, Convoy of Hope. There's quite a long list. And actually, if you go to RadioAlice.com, we put up a whole list of places that will help the people who are suffering with Hurricane Harvey. So you can pick the one that, you know, some of them are like for animals or specifically for children.
Yes, like diapers and elderly. Hey, Vinny, a text says, I went to Whole Foods on Sunday. My tab was about $30 less than usual.
Oh. Mm. Already, huh?
I was there on Sunday. They didn't drop the price for me.
Burn.
Thanks.
They saw you coming.
Thanks, Bill Valley.
Yeah.
guy doesn't care.
Oh, you still shopped in Mill Valley yesterday?
Well, yeah, I was on my way to your house. That's why I was running 7 minutes late because the avocados from the grocery store I normally go to, they're 90% of the time, they're terrible.
Oh.
So I buy my avocados only at Whole Foods. But Yuzette and I were also talking about the parking at Whole Foods isn't the greatest either.
True that. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Shawn Mendes is apparently not such a good boy. There are pictures on the internet of him naked.
All right.
I didn't see any.
So I pulled up and it.
Oh, you found
it? No, something? I didn't find the picture. I'm not clicking on this thing. It says Shawn Mendes alleged full frontal leaks online. So they're there. I'm not clicking
them,
on it.
But come click on his thing. Come
no,
in
no,
here
no.
and click
I've
on
already,
it.
I've already turned it off.
Come okay. on. Let me see, Vinny.
415 says, I have weed delivered to my house from a local SF dispensary, and in one of my package was a toenail.
Oh, God.
That is gross.
Barf. That's super gross. One time I was at this hotel, and it was super. It's a toenail story, so all maybe right. I shouldn't tell it. Mm.
No, tell it.
I feel like, don't they go in there and vacuum and stuff?
Yeah, sure. So, they do that to every room, every time. All the vacuuming and the... They definitely, disinfect all of the bathtubs.
Huge,
you should just lay right in there and have a tub.
Yellow toenail right in the middle of the rug.
Right. Oh, of course there was.
God.
Did you pick it up?
I don't remember. I must have. I mean, hopefully with a Kleenex.
Yeah.
You know.
925 says, oh my God, Vinny, stop. I'm dry heaving in my car. I'm the one?
It's you. You make that gag noise and it just sounds like someone barfing.
Well, yeah, I'm almost barfing.
Yeah.
Try guts or whatever menu.
You eat tubes.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. It was in a taco and I didn't even eat it. I bit and the thing bounced like...
like a rubber band?
Like, bing. And so my teeth immediately stopped doing their job and I pulled it out and went...
Ugh. Okay. There it is. Don't stop it. I'll eat it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Is it cooked?
I didn't eat it. Not 209. Am I the only one that thinks it's funny that Vinny ate a tube steak? It wasn't. I didn't eat it.
Just eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Social media friends are the new tech version of pen pals, says 415. Well, there's more than that. At least you have pictures. You see them.
Yeah.
You know who they are. Mm-hmm. But if you don't hang out with someone, I don't think you can count them as a friend.
Well, I suppose. I have some friends on there that I actually think are my friends. And I haven't seen them in years.
Are you talking about celebrities?
Oh, no. Good Lord,
no. This isn't your weird celebrity fascination that you're friends with.
No, but I have a couple friends
back east. And then their manager has to say, please stop texting him.
I know. Jesus. If you need to get a hold of him, just... let me know.
Go through the right channels.
Yeah. You guys aren't friends.
Oh, okay. We're talking about Matt Nathanson.
People
among
that I
others.
Haven't, yeah. No, just Matt Nathanson.
Oh, really?
Who else?
Let me see here. Were you friends with. What is her name?
Mila Jovovich.
Were you friends with her?
I said I know her. She came on my show a few times when I worked in St. Louis. I had her phone number. I knew her.
You were friends
that was
with
it.
Her?
Well, we were friendly for sure.
All right.
Like, I think she could have picked me out of a line. Now she couldn't, but, you know, back then, talked to her a bunch of times. And, by the way, never once called that phone.
What does that mean?
It wasn't like I called her. She didn't give me her number, and then I called her a bunch of times. Like, I over-texted Matt. I thought we were friends.
Mm.
And he's not unfriendly.
I saw him the other day. We talked about you.
Oh, really?
What did
you say? Oh, geez, don't. Next time you see him, don't bring me up. Act like I didn't ever mention him
again.
Well,
he came up to me.
Oh, what'd he say?
He walked up. He goes, hey, bro, I haven't seen you in a while. He gave me a
Where
hug.
Where were you?
At Cavallo Point. Don't shame it. And don't
Damn
do that.
Shame.
He was there with his wife, and then we started talking, and I said, hey, I'm sure, you know, Sarah and Vinny are going to be sending their best. And he said, oh, how's Sarah doing? And... started talking.
She never texts me anymore. It's weird.
I said, you guys should hang out. And he goes, yeah, I'd love that. I'd really love to hang out with her. So I
You
think,
said you guys should hang out.
You really said all that?
Yeah, but we talked for a while. I mean, we talked for 15 minutes.
That's a while.
I don't know. Is that a while?
That's a while. It's about how long I want to talk to someone at a party.
No, this was just, I was just having lunch at Cavallo Point. Don't
shame.
You see me shaking my head. I love that place, my personal.
Oh, God, it's wonderful. It's they do cooking
there.
Classes there, you know.
I do yeah. know about that.
Beautiful, huge, like, work
place
kitchen.
For retreat.
It's
yeah.
so neat.
Look up how day-to-day products that women use bleep up their fertility. Endocrine disruptors and lifestyle are impacting fertility. Endocrine. Endocrine?
And I think so. Endocrine system? Endocrine.
Disruptors?
Endocrine. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, the endocrine system is your hormonal system, right? Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not going to. I used to think I knew everything. And now I keep getting proved wrong, so I
you
give
do.
Up.
The more older I get, the less
I know. It's so true.
Well, it does seem like there's so many issues that people are having, including this autism is something that we never talked about in the 80s
right.
or the 70s or whatever. And now it seems to be
normal. I just think it went
normal.
Undiagnosed. I mean, I don't know if it does seem like way more people, but the spectrum has broadened and there's so many more things that they count.
But wouldn't
that.
It be weird if it just turned out to be, oh, red dye number 5 is the problem
right.
and they just remove it and then it's,
right.
You know, or whatever.
Done.
I know
Over.
That's just a weird example, but I'm just trying to say it's like.
Well, that we are using a lot of chemicals in our lives, a lot of them. Our cancer rates seem higher.
You still use your headphones with the new iPhone. It comes with an adapter, says 9
yeah,
to
I
5.
Don't,
yeah,
my problem is I can't carry around all these things to, like, even the little. I was thinking about those Bluetooth things. Even if they did stick in my ear, now I still got to get a special case and carry them. I can't just shove them. Or, you know,
another piece to lose.
Yeah, just more stuff, little dongles and crap.
I told you. Did I tell you? I use these earplugs when I surf, and for some reason, one side falls out all the time. I've got 5 right earpieces and no left earpieces.
Were these the fitted ones that you got?
No, that's something entirely else. Those are actually for listening to music.
Okay.
No, that's something else. These are to keep water from getting in your
right.
ear when you surf. But
so they're like the squish down, push
yeah,
them in
but,
ones.
But yes, but they're single pieces, just like these earbuds that Apple put out. You lose one, now you got, oh, great. Now what am I supposed to do? Another pair.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have a right or left spare.
You can't just jam the right one in the left ear?
Can you?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Sarah.
Yara.
Rummy Cub came from the card game Rummy, which the game takes after.
It is like Rummy.
So it's not whatever.
Rummy Cube is, I think, how you say it.
People are saying it's Rummy Cub.
Well.
Rummy Cub. Sarah
Rummy
means
Cube.
Rummy Cub, like gin rummy.
Hmm.
Song of the Summer was chosen by fan vote. I was sure Despacito was going to win.
Yeah. But it was that Lil Uzi Vert song that stinks.
Saw Mike Birbiglia last night in Berkeley. He was fantastic.
He is so weird.
We would have liked to have gone, too.
We would have loved to have gone. We had plans to all go, and they're like, here's 2 tickets. I'm like, hold on, though.
Did you notice Tom Hiddleston, I Love You, Taylor Swift t-shirt on one of the Taylors at the end of the video?
I didn't.
I did.
Is he wearing it or she's wearing it?
She's wearing it, but it's made famous by
that,
him.
Yeah.
Someone also broke down the video frame by frame. And
of course they did.
At the beginning, there's
it's been out 12 hours. I mean, why wouldn't it?
There's a tombstone, and it's kind of a reference to Calvin Harris.
Oh, because I thought it was that the old Taylor was dead.
Yeah, but there's a tombstone with a certain name on it.
Oh.
And it was it's like the pen name she used for that song that she wrote for Calvin.
It was like Neil's.
Yeah, so yeah,
Lonigan.
So basically, like Calvin, your dad's. But I don't know why she singles him out and not Jake Gyllenhaal or.
Well, she already wrote
she
songs
got
about
him.
Yeah,
right? Passed.
Oh, yeah, she got
John
him already.
Mayer.
Seriously, again with Game of Thrones, I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Just stop it. We're into the show.
And it's over.
For
today's
at
the last
least
day.
A year. I mean, I'm sure it'll still come up once in a while. God, I love that show.
Me too.
Cito.
It is, but the next season will be the end of it all. So, I mean, there it is.
And then some are saying not till 2019.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
Mm. Oh, man, they're going to make us wait 2 years?
That was a rumor.
Mm. 510 says, change the venue. What the heck? I would break up simply for the stupidity of it all.
Yeah.
That wedding, the couple that just had three failures in the same venue. I just spit my coffee, Bryn. Love it. That Paris Hilton drop.
That was funny. He means he's given the temperatures. They're all really warm, and there's Paris. That's hot. Paris. I remember there used to be a day wouldn't go by and wouldn't have five stories about Paris Hilton. Everybody has their day. Remember for a while, it was like years ago, J-Lo. Every single day there were stories about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Paris. Kim Kardashian had her day. Lindsay Lohan had her day. People are trending.
Will Tyrion be bad in season 8? Possible alliance with Cersei?
Yeah, that's one of the rumors. Definitely. We won't know
until it actually happens. I heard that every episode is going to be almost feature length next year.
It better be.
I know. Well, I don't understand.
What does that mean? 2 hours long. Or 120 minutes? Whatever.
And 90 minutes.
It was 78 minutes last night. That's the longest one they ever did.
I wonder if they're going to raise the budget for the final season. More than $10 million an episode.
408 says, okay, way too much Game of Thrones. Turning the station. I'll try again tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you later.
Oh, come back.
Yeah, we hope you come back.
Enough with Game of Thrones. Switching stations. I literally just turned down my radio on 10 separate occasions because you guys will not stop talking about Game of Thrones.
Sorry we like it so much.
I hate it at the end.
Tell Sarah what you
spoiler alert.
This toy right here was riding another toy.
I do have to say,
it was horrible.
I did feel like he looked like a very stiff, dumb CG thing on top of that. But the dragon itself was absolutely amazing. And what is that? Ice fire for lightning laser? I mean, what was that?
I don't know.
The blue.
It's blue fire.
Just called blue fire.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not ice. Come on.
It was like lasery though, and kind of lightning in it.
It was just silly. I'm like,
it's like
okay.
Electrical fire.
No,
where's my Shaw's?
It was blue fire, and he was hitting all the ice on the wall, which was breaking everything to pieces.
Yeah, but it was cutting through. Like even when they showed it from the other side, it was like, I think he's got a death ray. That's a laser beam.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm about
to
read an article.
There's definitely going to be a big dragon fight. It's going to be hard for the other dragons because that's their brother and he's a zombie now. So
510 says, hey, you guys, I'm with Franti all the way. Love is the ability to pray and lift others up.
Yay.
Yep. Michael Franti's great.
You love him more now, though, right?
Well, because of the wrinkle in the pants?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't have
any
effect.
That's what you said off the air.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
what
God.
What else did I say off the air, Vinny? I can't wait to hear. You're the one who was looking up wiener pictures of Shawn Mendes.
No, I did not.
True. That is true. And you found him.
And you found the picture of Franti.
I did not. That was sent to us, you weirdo. Just looked it up. Houston is bigger than Dallas, Fort Worth combined.
Oh, wow. Hmm. I had no idea that there were that many people in Houston.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Houston. You're huge. Actually, not congratulations. Things are really, you know what? No joke. Things are bad there. If you've watched any of what's happened over the weekend, it is continuing to happen. Here it is right here in our home. Let's take care of that.
So, real quickly, ice dragons are different than zombie dragons.
Oh, what do you? How do you
George,
know about this?
I'm reading about it.
Oh, George R. R. Martin has something to say.
Yeah, he does have something to say.
Let's hear it. Wow. Oh my God!
And believe it or not,
bye everyone.
Vinny is right. He is breathing out a blue flame.
So it's fire.
So it is fire because he's a zombie dragon. But if he was an ice dragon, he would be breathing out.
Well, where do you get an ice dragon from?
That's a whole different thing. The article doesn't get into the ice dragons, but there were ice dragons thousands of years ago.
Hmm.
But they're around too. You could have ice dragons, or you can have zombie dragons, or you could have regular dragons.
He's a zombie dragon.
He's a zombie dragon, and he's breathing a blue flame. Yes.
Got a lot of holes in his wings too.
Do you want me to put? I'll post that article on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Dead, thank you. Thank you, Hooman.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, let's jump out.
All right, we'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks to everyone who came here and listened. Please don't forget to whatever charity you want. American Red Cross makes it really easy. You can text Harvey to 90999 and make a $10 donation. Or go to RadioAlice.com because we have a whole list of worthy places to put money that are caring for specific things like pets or children or elderly people. And they're going to need a lot of help there.
Yeah.
So if whatever you can do would be great. Tomorrow on the program, Cindy Blackman Santana is going to come on.
Right.
That's Santana's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's a crazy great drummer. And she's going to tell us stories about being Cindy Blackman Santana.
About being...
What is she promoting?
You know what? She has a couple songs. I think one of them is featured in the Dolores Huerta movie. That is an independent movie. It was out, I think, a few months ago or so. I got to do more research on that, but she's a civil rights activist, and so Cindy was part of that. So I know
that
she's...
sounds like Santana on those songs.
Yeah, we listened to a couple, so we'll I have to pick it apart and talk to her person.
Well, she plays in his band now, but she's I know her from Lenny Kravitz's band.
Right, right.
So she'll have some stories.
And I guess she has a couple shows coming up in Vegas and L.A., nothing here locally. But she's an activist, so we'll talk to her about that also.
Pick her brain, find out what's on her mind.
Yeah.
What is she activated against right now?
Mm.
So that's happening tomorrow, 8 o'clock?
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Happy Monday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.